You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to day 264. We're continuing in the book of Isaiah. And as we get into chapters 49 to 51, sometimes it could be a little confusing as to who is talking. Sometimes the Lord is talking, sometimes it's Isaiah, and this time, it might even be Jesus. Although in these chapters, Isaiah doesn't mention the name Jesus or Jesus Christ at all, the words being spoken seem to be from Jesus himself, which is just a fulfillment of prophecy. At one point, it's speaking of a future event, for example, where Jesus' beard is being pulled and people are saying bad things and spitting on him. But in other cases, the same exact voice seems to be from the past, as it talks about blessing Abraham. And then there's apocalyptic poetry of the same voice when it talks about leaving the earth, that one day the earth will be nothing but old clothes, but his salvation and his judgment will remain forever. It's hard for us to wrap our mind around prophecy because we have Isaiah and the Gospels in one book, and so we're able to read this information here and now. It's like having every episode of every season of your favorite show accessible to you now, and we forget what it was like when you had to wait for the next season. But just imagine the gap between Isaiah and the Gospels are at least 700 to 800 years apart. We're also finishing the book of Galatians, and as Paul concludes the letter to the church in Galatia, he addresses the whole idea of circumcision and once again confronts the brothers who came into the fellowship demanding that everyone there, the non-Jews, be circumcised. Maybe to some of us, these seem like minor, trivial issues. But if you're a man listening to this and you are not circumcised and someone told you you had to get circumcised in order to be saved, well, it doesn't become a small issue anymore. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Isaiah 49, verses 8 through 26. The Day of Salvation.
This is what the Lord says.
There will be a special time when I show my kindness. Then I will answer your prayers. There will be a special day when I will save you. Then I will help you and protect you. And you will be the proof of my agreement with the people. The country is destroyed now, but you will give the land back to the people who own it. You will tell the prisoners,
come out of your prison.
You will tell those who are in darkness,
come out of the dark.
The people will eat along the road. They will have food even on empty hills. They will not be hungry or thirsty. The hot sun and wind will not hurt them. Their comforter will lead them. He will lead them by springs of water. I will make a road for my people. The mountains will be made flat, and the low roads will be raised. Look, people are coming to me from faraway places. They are coming to me from the north and from the west. They are coming to me from Aswan and Egypt.
Heavens and earth, be happy! Mountains, shout with joy! The Lord comforts his people. He is good to his poor people. But now Zion says,
the Lord has left me. The Lord has forgotten me.
But the Lord answers,
can a woman forget her baby? Can she forget the child who came from her body? Even if she can forget her children, I cannot forget you. I have drawn pictures of you on my hands. Your broken walls are always on my mind. Your children will come back to you, and those who destroyed you will leave. Look up. Look all around you. All your children are gathering together and coming to you.
The Lord says,
on my life, I promise you this. Your children will be like jewels that you tie around your neck. Your children will be like the necklace that a bride wears. You are destroyed and defeated now. Your land is useless. But after a short time, you will have many people in your land, and those who destroyed you will be far, far away. You were sad for the children you lost, but they will tell you,
this place is too small. Give us a bigger place to live.
Who gave me all these children? I was sad and lonely. My children were taken away. They were gone. So who gave me these children? Look, I was the only one left. Where did all these children come from?
This is what the Lord God says.
Look, I will wave my hand to the nations. I will raise my flag for everyone to see. Then they will bring your children to you. They will carry your children on their shoulders, and they will hold them in their arms. Kings will be their teachers. The daughters of kings will care for them. The kings and their daughters will bow down to you. They will kiss the dirt at your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord, and anyone who trusts in me will not be disappointed.
If a strong soldier takes a prisoner, can you set him free? If a powerful soldier guards someone, can the prisoner escape? Here is the Lord's answer.
The prisoners will escape. Those captured by the strong soldier will be set free. That's because I will fight your battles, and I will save your children. Those people hurt you, but I will force them to eat their own bodies. Their own blood will be the wine that makes them drunk. Then everyone will know that the Lord saved you. Everyone will know that the powerful one of Jacob saved you.
Isaiah chapter 50. Israel punished because of their sin.
This is what the Lord says.
People of Israel, you think I divorced your mother. Then where is the paper that proves it? My children, do you think I sold you to pay a debt? Did I owe money to someone? No, you were sold because of the bad things you did. Your mother was sent away because of your sins. I came home and found no one there. I called and called, but no one answered. Do you think I cannot get you back? Do you think I cannot save you? Look, if I gave the command, the ocean would dry up. I can turn rivers into a desert. The fish would die without water, and their bodies would rot. I can make the skies dark, like someone dressed in funeral clothes.
God's servant depends on God.
The Lord God gave me the ability to teach. So now I teach these sad people. Every morning he wakes me and teaches me like a student. The Lord God helps me learn, and I have not turned against him. I will not stop following him. I will let those people beat me and pull the hair from my beard. I will not hide my face when they say bad things to me and spit at me. The Lord God will help me, so the bad things they say will not hurt me. I will be strong. I know I will not be disappointed. God is with me, and he is the one who shows that I am innocent, so no one can say I am guilty. If anyone wants to try to prove me wrong, they should come here, and we will have a trial. But look, the Lord God helps me, so no one can prove me guilty. As for them, they will all be like worthless old clothes, eaten by moths. People who honor the Lord also listen to his servant. That servant lives, completely trusting in God, without knowing what will happen. He really trusts in the Lord's name and depends on his God.
Look, You people who oppose my servant, unlight your own fires and torches. This will be your punishment. You will fall into your fires and torches and be burned. I will make that happen.
Isaiah 51, verses 1 through 16. Israel should be like Abraham.
Some of you people try hard to live good lives. You go to the Lord for help. Listen to me. You should look at Abraham, your father. He is the rock you were cut from. Abraham is your father, so look at him. Look at Sarah, who gave birth to you. Abraham was alone when I called him. Then I blessed him, and he began a great family with many descendants.
In the same way, the Lord will bless Zion. He will feel sorry for her and her people, and he will do something great for her. He will turn the desert into a garden. It will be like the Garden of Eden. The land was empty, but it will become like the garden of the Lord. People there will be happy. They will sing victory songs to thank God for what he did.
My people, listen to me. My decisions will be like lights, showing people how to live. I will soon save you and show that I am fair. I will use my power and judge all nations. All the faraway places are waiting for me. They will wait for my power to help them. Look up to the heavens. Look around you at the earth below. The skies will disappear like clouds of smoke. The earth will become like worthless old clothes. The people on earth will die, but my salvation will continue forever. My goodness will never end. You people who understand goodness should listen to me. You people who follow my teachings should hear the things I say. Don't be afraid of evil people. Don't let their insults upset you. They will be like old clothes eaten by moths. They will be like wool eaten by worms. But my goodness will last forever. My salvation will continue forever and ever.
God's own power will save his people.
Wake up! Wake up! Arm of the Lord, clothe yourself with strength. Show your power the way you did long ago, as you have from ancient times. You were the one who destroyed Rahab. You defeated the dragon. You dried up the water that was in the deep sea. You made a road through the deepest parts of the sea. Your people crossed over and were saved. The Lord will save his people. They will return to Zion with joy. They will be very happy. Their happiness will be like a crown on their heads forever. They will be singing with joy. All sadness will be gone far away.
I am the one who comforts you. So why should you be afraid of people? They are only humans who live and die like the grass. I, the Lord, am the one who made you. With my power, I made the earth and spread the sky over the earth. But you have forgotten me, so you are always afraid that angry men will hurt you. Those men plan to destroy you, but where are they now? People in prison will soon be made free. They will not die in rotten prison. They will have plenty of food. I am the Lord your God, the one who stirs up the sea and makes the waves roar. My name is the Lord all-powerful. My servant, I gave you the words I want you to say, and I covered you with my hands to protect you. I did this to make a new heaven and earth, so that you would say to Israel,
you are my people.
Galatians chapter 6, help each other. Brothers and sisters, if one of you does something wrong, you who are following the Spirit should go to the one who is sinning. Help make that person right again. Do this in a gentle way, and be careful, because you might be tempted to sin too. Help each other with your troubles. When you do this, you are following the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to do this, you are wrong. You are only fooling yourself. Look only at what you have done to see if you have anything to be proud of. Don't compare what you have done to the failure of others. You are each responsible only for what you do. Never stop doing good. Whoever is being taught God's word should share the good things they have with the one who is teaching them. If you think you could fool God, you are only fooling yourselves. You will harvest what you plant. If you live to satisfy your sinful self, the harvest you will get from that will be eternal death. But if you live to please the Spirit, your harvest from the Spirit will be eternal life. We must not get tired of doing good. We will receive our harvest of eternal life at the right time. We must not give up. When we have the opportunity to do good to anyone, we should do it. But we should give special attention to those who are in the family of believers. Paul ends his letter. This is my own handwriting. You can see how big the letters are. Those men who are trying to force you to be circumcised are only doing it so that their people will accept them. They are afraid they will be persecuted if they follow only the cross of Christ. They are circumcised, but they don't obey the law themselves. They want you to be circumcised so that they can boast about what they did to you. May I never boast about things like that. My only reason for boasting is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Jesus' death on the cross, the world is dead to me, and I am dead to the world. Doesn't matter if anyone is circumcised or not. The only thing that matters is being the new people God has created in Christ. Peace to all who follow this new way, and may God have mercy on his people Israel. So don't let anyone give me any more trouble. I have scars on my body that show I belong to Jesus. My brothers and sisters, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with each one of you. Amen. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 10 through 18.
Number 11. Never move an old property line, and don't take land that belongs to orphans. The Lord will be against you. He is powerful and protects orphans. Number 12. Listen to your teacher and learn all you can. Always correct young people when they need it. A few blows with a stick will not kill them. In fact, you might save their lives. Number 13. My son, it makes me happy when you make a wise decision. It makes me feel good inside when you say the right thing. Number 14. Never be jealous of sinners, but always respect the Lord. This will give you something to hope for that will not disappoint you.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 264. Join us for day 265. Isaiah continues to prophesy about a coming Messiah who will drink a cup of the Lord's wrath, and that this wrath, when laid upon this servant, will make his face unrecognizable, being that he is beaten more than any other man. But somehow through all this, peace will be restored to the nation of Israel, and God will return to his people. And in the New Testament, we will begin the book of Ephesians, and I'll be giving a detailed introduction. But we will also read Ephesians 1, where Paul introduces himself and explains the power of the Father and the power of the Son, and unveils the mystery of the Lord's will. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.